Welcome to the Edutainer Podcast, Season 6.5. I'm your host, Erin Albert. Why Season 6.5? Because this month, during the month of July, my fellow Americans, I'm going to help you with one tip each and every day to help you save money on your prescription drugs. This mini-series for Season 6.5 is entitled Red, Blue, and You, Ways to Save on Your Prescription Drugs. Hey everybody, Erin Albert. Got another quick tip for you today. We're going to finally get into new prescriptions today. And today, I want you to just ask your doctor or your provider for generics. Keep it simple. Generics are great because they are so much lower cost, especially if there's been a lot of generics for a particular brand on the market for a long time. What a lot of people don't realize is when a brand drug goes off of patent in the US here, what happens is usually what we call an authorized generic will come to market first, or one or maybe two generics comes to market right out of the gate as soon as the drug goes off patent. But it takes a while for the marketplace to adjust and get, you know, 5, 10, 15 different generics on the market at any one time. So if you're lucky enough to get prescribed a drug that is already on the market that has generics, just ask your doctor if generics are okay, and then go for the generic because they are significantly lower cost if they've been on the market, especially for a long time. Similarly, we have biologicals on the market now, and the old school biologic that a lot of people used to put kind of in the drug category because it was approved under drug regimens by the Food and Drug Administration is insulin. Insulin is really technically a biologic. It is not a drug. And biologics are human tissue cells, derivatives that are large molecules. Literally, if you look at an insulin molecule under a microscope, it's huge because it comes from human cell tissue, DNA, etc. Whereas traditional drugs, like for example, Coumadin, it's what we call a small molecule drug. It is tiny. It is usually made in a lab. It is not derived from any kind of human DNA or cellular tissue, etc. So biologicals have been on the market now for quite some time because of insulin. The big biological that you might be hearing a lot of buzz right now is Humira. Humira, too, is a biological. And what's really interesting about it is it's going to go off patent in 2023, at least at the time of this recording. And there will be 11 or 12-ish different biosimilars to Humira on the market. So biosimilars are kind of like generics. The trouble is that they are very hard to replicate exactly because they're large molecules and because they're derived from human tissues, cells, etc. I kind of describe it as two different chefs baking a cake. They're both going to have cake in the end, which I love me some cake. But the difference is they're not going to be exactly the same cakes. And that's what happens with biosimilars as well. Now, biosimilars can be therapeutically interchangeable. That means your doctor doesn't need to give the okay to switch them. But there's only been one form of insulin thus far that is truly biosimilar and therapeutically equivalent. That is called Semglee, and it is therapeutically equivalent to Lantus, the insulins. That came out like last fallish. So that is the only one that's on the market at this point that you can switch without talking to your doctor on the biologic side. But for the most part, you always want to go for the generics. Ask your doctor about those, or the biosimilars if they're lower cost. Sometimes not all biosimilars are on your drug formulary. So remember, Back a couple episodes, I said it would be good to download that smartphone app from your pharmacy benefit manager so you can look at your drug formulary real time when you're in your doctor's office. Another thing to keep in mind is not all drugs can be generic, okay? Let me give you an example. Some states have what we call narrow therapeutic index drugs, NTIs. These are your seizure medications. These are drugs that can be very sensitive to even the tiniest little fraction of a dose difference. And sometimes in these narrow therapeutic index states, your doctor is not allowed and your pharmacy is not allowed to switch different brand generics or generic generics based upon different manufacturers. It's very important in those particular states for you to stay on the consistent either brand or generic drug that you've always been on. And it's not a good idea to switch those. So seizure medications are usually in those NTI categories as well. But I would say for the most part, if you talk to your doctor, have that discussion at the time that they're writing the prescription, ask for those generics or those biosimilars, you're going to save money in the end. So that's my simple tip for today. By the way, if you really want to go down this rabbit hole and nerd out with me, there are books that the FDA publishes on these equivalencies between brand and generics and biosimilars and biologics. The biosimilar biologic book is called the Purple Book, and the brand generic small molecule drug book is called the Orange Book. And in those books, you can look up ratings to see which brands are equivalent to the generics and which biologicals are biosimilar or therapeutically equivalent to biologicals or biosimilars. So I know that's a mouthful. Just ask for a generic. That's the easiest way to do it. And if your doctor, you know, you have that discussion and for whatever reasons, maybe your doctor doesn't even want you to switch, and that's okay too, but you've asked the question. That's the important part. All right, I'll be back soon. And just to give you a sneak peek, I'm working really hard to get you those lists of discount sites so we can go shopping very soon with your prescription drugs. Until next time, take care. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Edutainer Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Albert. Season 6.5, be sure to connect with me over at LinkedIn. I'm at Erin L. Albert there, or you can connect with us on Twitter. My handle there is Erin L. Albert as well. Be sure, last but not least, to check out my current employer, Cost Plus Drugs, Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drugs. Our website there is costplusdrugs.com. Thanks for listening. Take care.